Blog Talk Radio.
Six Man
Radio. Radio.
Death before dishonor. Loyalty lives.
As I enter an industry with thoughts so lucrative, I would self-destruct before I become captive. They wouldn't let me in, now I'ma take that initiative to stand firm and make my own pivot. Yeah, I knew a few people with similar thoughts like these, and together we make the illustrious DVD. We'll fight until the end. Giving up is not an option. Things will never be the same if you ain't with it. Get to walking, and I'm saying, keep it as a reminder. Never stay lost. Never dishonor. Games didn't work, must find something to keep on falling. You're part of the solution and you're part of the problem. So we're looking for something different, cause we done heard the calling. Tell me now no longer can I stand any more stolen. Understand you possess the consciousness to open closed doors. Tell yourself it's no older man. I'm
going to stop what I
even in the studio, and he just did that all by himself with me telling him in about 3 seconds what to do, and he nailed it, so good job. That being said, I also don't have articles right in front of me. I am on my way to
the
studio.
Okay, that means
so.
I will start it off. I'll start it off.
Yay.
Yeah. All right, so since I like to play around at work and not really do things at work, I just like to surf the internet. And yeah, I mean, I'm not going to say where I work, but yeah. So, anyway. For the gentlemen who like to go and be adventurous in the strip club, right? They have this new pair of underwear that make it feel better to get a lap dance. All right.
How does it make that better?
Okay, let me run through it real quick for you. There's this whole website called liquidlapdance.com, okay? And
all right.
These liquid underwear, right? You put them on filled with lubricants and oil, not oils, I'm sorry, just lubricants, and the underwear is kind of like water. It's kind of like a... How can you say? You know those little kid chew toy things? That has that plastic covering around it. So this underwear is like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah, like the thing for them to the kid chew toys. Oh my god, don't have children.
Eventually, but
teething. Yeah, the teething
rings. Those teething rings, that material, right? So you have these underwear made out of that material, have liquid in it, fill it with lubricant, and you put these on. And it's got this coating around it so you don't leak all over your pants just in case you have, like, a uh-oh moment type bit. So it's supposed to make it feel like sex is what it's supposed to make it feel like, but not. So it's supposed to make your time with your lap dance partner or lap dance-y or whatever you want to call it more enjoyable for you, right?
I don't understand. How is it supposed to feel like sex? Like, is his junk in something? Like, I get that it's
underwear. Your junk's in his underwear. This whole underwear is coated with all this stuff.
Wait. So his member is in, like, its own little compartment, just the member, and then the other friends of the member are in a different compartment, so it feels like motion?
I mean, I don't know the whole specifics. I'm not, like, the whole, I didn't make the thing. So, I guess that your junk all of it, the Twig and Giggleberries, all that, is in his underwear.
Twig and Giggleberries?
So yeah, so you get this whole feeling going on in your underwear. And apparently the underwear is made so it can give a little bit, just like so when you get a little bit bigger, you don't chafe.
Yeah,
so they're made for men not to chafe, really. They have it looks bad. Yes.
Uh-huh.
Men do not chafe who go to the strip club, and it just makes their time better. But there's a whole website for it, Liquid Lab Dance, and you can
look
the whole
at work.
Thing. Yeah, look this stuff at work. What? I have nothing better to do.
It's just funny because it's so not work appropriate.
I looked it up on my phone, not on my computer,
oh.
So they can't track
right.
it. But anyway, let me read this mission statement. So, we believe lap dances are safer, healthier alternative to orgies. Swinging, casual sex, drunk sex, and paid sex. In many situations, lap dances are healthier, happier choice for both men and women. And we believe this is why strip clubs are legal in so many places where prostitution is not. So, this mission statement is glorifying these underwear, right? And then if you click over to another page. Wait, there's more. You click over to another page, and the liquid, you can purchase these underwear on the page, right?
Okay.
And so they come in three different variety or packs, right? So you can just buy a single pair for $20. You can buy three pairs for $36. Or you can get a whole bachelor party pack for you and all your buddies for $100.
What? How many buddies?
I mean, I don't know, like, probably like 10, maybe. I don't know, I mean, might have to invest $20 in Liquid Lap Dance. I mean, that seems like a very doable thing. That seems like a very doable thing for me, I'm not going to lie. I mean, if it makes my time a
trip,
I mean, why not? You might as well try the thing one time before you die, so you might as well try Liquid Lap Dance. It might be a good time.
So, I don't know. I was going to say, can they, like, come up with a female version? But I guess it'd be really hard. The only thing that comes to mind, and I'm... All right, this is just going there, all right? The only thing that comes to mind is, like, vibrating panties.
That's, like, way out of that. That's way off topic now.
Well, I'm just like, there isn't a female version. It's sexist.
Are you mad? Why can't the guy just enjoy it? Why can't we have one thing that girls don't have that we can enjoy? Why do you have to try and take it away from us already? Like, we just
because
got it.
Because you can already pee standing up, all right? You get no more.
Are you mad? Because we get to pee standing up? Like, I feel like that's a privilege. You have to be privileged enough to pee standing up. You have to be willing enough to, like, once you have, like, a kid or whatever, like, she's going to blame me for it. So we have to deal with that. So I think it's okay for us to be able to pee standing up. I'm just saying. We should get something out of the deal.
Like lap dances from strippers that are more enjoyable.
Whoa. But it's not like we're touching her because you're not allowed to touch a stripper.
Oh,
so.
But babe, I'm not touching her. That's
But okay, so let's look at the better side of this. So who says you have to go to a strip club? What if you and your lady want to have this good time? And what if she's like on? It's like that time of the month for her, so she can't pleasure you the way you want her to.
Let me throw this out. So, and ladies.
Yeah, we're gonna throw it out, and I'm gonna throw it out. It's gonna be fun.
Anybody, if you have any thoughts. Phone number to call is 646-478-3599. Let us know what you think. So here's the thing, though, all right? Let's turn it up a notch. Would it be cheating if the guy wore it to, like, a club? And, yeah, he was out with this lady, but, you know, relationships, if you're comfortable in your relationship, you don't mind somebody else dancing with your man or your girl, maybe not, like, a whole bunch, but... Would that be cheating if he's wearing that and some other girl is dancing on him. Like, and I'm not saying like a lap dance. I'm just saying, because any motion in general down there will do the job. Yes.
But how would that equate to cheating? How would that be cheating? I mean,
because
if anything,
he's wearing his happy pants and this girl is rubbing up on him.
But if anything, you were cheating, right? When you did the act of dancing with the girl, correct?
That's what I'm saying. So would he be cheating if he's wearing the I'm calling them happy pants. If he's wearing his happy pants.
I like
pants,
that thing, happy pants.
And he goes out and he dances with anybody other than a girl, other than his woman.
Other than a girl? I mean, some people probably do dance with other than girls, but besides the point right now, I don't know. I don't think it's cheating per se, because you're not. She has no idea you're wearing those pants.
Oh, so she doesn't know. So if she knew, it wasn't going to be cheating, but if she didn't know.
But why would you want to tell somebody that you're wearing these liquid lap dance pants?
No. I'm not saying. So what? It's only cheat. No, that's so messed up.
It's only
up
cheating if you get caught. It's only cheating if you get caught. But anyway, besides, no. Whoever said they want, because if it's, now I'm getting all tripped up. You see what you did?
If
you're dancing with another girl anyways, and that was already your act of cheating.
It is different if you know that you have happy pants on that are going to make it so much better and so much more like sex. It's different because you know.
Was it not ready for that? Look at the name. Look at the title. It's called Lap Dance. So we're only talking about four strip club use. I was saying maybe you could use them outside of the strip club, but who says they're going to have the same effect? You'll be standing up. You'll be moving around a lot more. In the strip club, you're sitting down. You're letting her do all the work. It's like the whole friction thing to you. Not necessarily you moving around and stuff, too, because who knows what the faults are in these happy pants, air quotes. What if they don't work well? What if they like fall down when you're moving around too much? What if too much of your sweat gets to them and messes it all up? Exactly. You see the repercussions of you dancing around with these on?
My God. What if somebody? That's kind of risky because. What if anything happens and somehow there's a hole in them? Well,
you look like you peed your pants. Then that's just funny.
Exactly.
So then people just going to make fun of you at that point.
Unless you've had a stripper dancing on you and then it looks like something else.
I mean, but who's going to actually go that much? Like, it's not like a water bottle size full of pee or anything.
Oh, very interesting. My head hurts.
Oh, no,
I just can't.
I might have to.
The reason.
Hmm?
All right, how about this? You go ahead and get them and try it out, and then we'll have you back on the show as, like, a guest once Rome gets his shit together and decides to be co-host again. We'll have you on as a guest. Tell us.
I like how you're trying to kick me off already. Jesus Christ.
I'm not kicking you off. I'm trying to bring you back. What the hell?
With my happy pants.
Yeah, I'll bring you back with your happy
pants. And I'm gonna tell you about my happy time too. You're gonna be quite upset.
Oh.
I'll be like, they work wonders.
Oh my God. So anyway. So my head hurts because like I just came from an interview that was crazy and quite a headache in and of itself. And then I had to get all the way to the studio across town and pick up the dog and do a bunch of stuff, and my head hurts. And so I'm sorry if I'm not working, thinking, functioning up to par, but that's
why. Sounds like a normal day in life to me, right? Isn't that
yeah.
being in a...
And I'm still wearing my dress. I switched out of my heels, so I'm wearing a dress and flip-flops, and I look stupid.
So you're going to be foxy and, when you come in here. You're going to be wearing a dress?
Yeah.
Yeah? Foxy? All right. I'll take that. Cool.
Oh, my God.
Now the feeling's just building up. I mean...
Oh, God. Go get your happy
now
pants.
Now I just get to
think
about
don't.
It. Happy pants. Happy pants. Woo.
Because, well... At least we're talking about how hot I am. That's making me feel better after this ridiculous, crazy day.
At least we're not talking about that stripper at the strip club who will be doing her job on the happy pants. I mean...
On your happy pants?
Just mine, whoever has purchased the happy pants, whomever.
So are these...
I'm just
going to
single myself out. I don't know. I mean, I haven't looked at the figures. Like, they probably will sell...
Because I'm wondering, like, if the girl, if the stripper can feel it and, like, feel a difference.
Well, she just still a bulge, I think.
I guess they're kind of used to that.
Right? I mean, that's their job. They feel weird things when they're giving these passes.
They feel weird things.
I mean,
it's just my phone.
They probably... I don't know. Someone probably enjoy it. I mean, some people must enjoy doing that.
I suppose. I mean, I don't know. Changing subject. Do you have any other stories?
Do I have any other stories? I mean, I've spent most of my time today on this website, so.
Are you serious?
I mean, what can I say? It's very intriguing. There's videos and everything.
It's very what?
It's very intriguing. There's videos, there's mission statements, there's about us, our company, there's pictures. It was like Disneyland for guys who like going to strip clubs.
Nice. Well, hang on, I'm about to come into the studio.
You gotta make sound effects like running sounds and stuff. Where's your phone?
So, I'm back.
Hello, all.
Okay. Well, that was quite interesting. Wow. Thanks for holding it down here in the studio. Let me find my stories. And, all right, I'm going to do that. While y'all listen to some music, we'll be back.
If you know the song, sing along. Oh, oh, yeah, you're right. Oh, 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 I think you're wrong in the house. I think you're wrong in the house. Oh, oh, in your mouth. Without a doubt.
Let your money make a jump, yeah, now.
Like that.
Let me see you go, roll now.
Like that.
Bring it up and let it roll now.
Like that.
I love the way you work your chocha. Uh-huh.
Like that.
Make me wanna get to know
ya. Yeah. Like that.
Loving the way you move so sexy. Mama, you're bringing me to my knees. Hands in the air like you came to party. Shaking it, making a whole club free. Get down, get down. Girl, I wanna dance with you, baby, no doubt. Get down, get down. Baby, we can get together, turn this party out. Move your body like a snake, ma.
Like that.
Shake it till it won't break, ma.
Like that.
Don't hold back, let it go, ma.
Like that.
Let your money make a jump,
yeah.
Now.
Like that.
Let me see you go, now.
Like that.
Bring it up and let it roll, now.
Like that.
I love the way you work your cho-cho.
Like that.
Make me wanna get to know
yeah.
ya.
Like that.
Like two gorillas in a jungle making love.
Popping it like a string on a guitar. Superstar, you know who you are. Body smoking like a Cuban cigar. Girl, you're the mama and I'm the da-da.
The way you're freaking it is so ya-ya. Wilding out in the back of my car. Girl, you got me screaming, fiesta.
body language saying whatever. Get down, get down. Love the way you put that thing on me, no doubt. Get down, get down. Maybe we can get together, turn this party out. Move your body like a snake, ma.
Like that.
Shake it till it wanna break, ma.
Like that.
Don't hold back, let it go now.
Like that.
Let your money make a jump now.
Like that.
Let me see it go now.
We're
like
making
that.
Love.
Bring it up and let it go now.
We're
like
making
that.
Love.
And love the way you work at your show.
We're
like
making
that.
Love.
Make me wanna get to know ya.
Yeah. Like that. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Flip more.
What's the rhyme?
Bust down.
Turn the ball.
Turn ball.
One more time. Kill him with the rhyme. Remix time.
Remix.
Yo, flip time.
Flip.
Flip more squad. Kill him with the rhyme.
Jump up, clap on the man and sit down. Get up and in and wiggle. Make everybody flip out. Don't ever carry on. Then you tire that one. Chill out. All of the girls are spread out. Make your body keep clapping on.
Flip on the road with all the asses. Sit and get them in the dance. And don't think of pretty. I mean, they got them jump up and proud. Bust the rhyme and turn the party. Lyric all magician. Therefore, make them sit and jump up. Wave up the man. Flip on the road with all the asses. Sit and get them in the dance. And don't think of pretty. I mean, they got them jump up and proud. Bust the rhyme and turn the party. Lyric all magician. Therefore, make them sit and jump up. Wave up the man.
Back with the remix for Spliff and Sean and Paul in the corner. Can't believe him, we do it, we smack it down how we wanna. Keeping it coming, keeping it going, cause we ain't playing. I'm talking to all my people, cause what I'm saying is, in case you ain't knowing, in case you ain't heard. And if you want us to serve it, just give me the word. Just gonna go down to my soldiers that be flipping them birds. The homies on these wiggers and they're shaking their curves.
We'll make it up. We'll make it up. We'll make it up.
Look at shorty shaking it, then making it clap. Booty big, poking out like 20s on the lap. When I give it to her, shorty know how to do it back. So we banging to the beat, sometimes we overlap. Sing, y'all below your blows and your tight jeans. Let me lick it down, dip you with some ice cream. Y'all holla, holla, my name when I slide. Dean, thunderstorm, rain, sleet, and light. Ding, hold me tight, feel the trini man grinding. And grinding, and grinding. Y'all dip and bounce, start whining. You see, flip Sean Paul and Buster Rhymesing.
We got dope.
You gotta talk about what we driving.
Look at the juice.
I was tripping and blinding, and blinding, and blinding. It's like that, make it clap now. In case you ain't knowin', in case you ain't heard. And if you want us to say it, just give me the word. It's from the past to my soldiers that be flipping them birds. The whole bunch of these wiggers and they're flying their curves.
We'll make it up. We'll make it up.
And
body. When I step up in the club, I'm so hot. Tossing dollars at these bars like pretty women up in here like pretty game in their ear like baby blue won't play no game. Head to my feet so fresh, so clean. Buying at the bar like it ain't no thing. Hot boy like Wayne, diamonds in my chain, bling, bling, bling. I can nearly down in clusters, blind and busters. Got the fancy Lamborghini, same color busters. Buying jeans for these chicks, staying out of your team. OG, if you want, I'm the same OG.
So that's a year upon me, girl. And that's how make the rest of girl fret on. You sure look good tonight. Who you so look, your girl? Push up, man, why you push up everybody for me? Move up, man, why you move everybody for me? Press up, man, why you press everybody for me? Move on everybody ready, come grind it up for me. Push it, push it, push it.
I wanna see you.
Move it, move it, move it.
I wanna see you.
Wind it, wind it, wind it.
I wanna see you.
Move up your body, girl. Grind up your body for me.
Baby, oh, just push it, baby.
I wanna see you.
Push it, baby. Ooh.
Yeah, Rick, grab this tippy, I'ma pipe it, time to ride. Ride in some quick light. See them haters in the dust light. Girl standing on the corner light. You know I pull up on the scene all late. 28, big play, 2 days, Lisa and Karen, yes, they gon' shake. Juicy like a milkshake. Pillarized like a shake. So don't hate, cause the oven on my side, easy bang.
Just an option.
Hey, hey, hey.
Refuse to be forgotten.
Hey, hey, hey.
I took a chance with my heart.
Hey, hey, hey.
And I feel it taking over. I better find your loving. I better find your heart. I better find your loving. I better find your heart. I better find your loving. I better find your heart. I better find you all. Find your love.
Welcome back. You're listening to What Race. My name is Colby. You can find me on Twitter at KAT5COLBY. You can also follow along on Twitter with hashtag What Race. We also have a Facebook page. Find it, like it, love it, use it. And if you feel like coming in and joining in with the conversation, the phone number to call is 646-478-3599. Yeah, and we'll be here for another hour. So call in, get your take on stuff. During the music break, I looked at the Liquid Lap Dance website and found out that there's actually a money-back guarantee if you do not finish. It sounds like a challenge. So if anybody's up for the challenge, go for it.
I'm definitely up for the challenge, everyone. I will definitely be the number one front runner on this, and I will take the fall for everybody, and I'm going to try it out. Even if it's bad, good, what have you, I'll still go do it. I'm here for you guys.
So you're going to take the challenge?
Challenge.
And you're going to just try. What if you just get a really bad stripper?
Then I just have to go through all the strippers in the club, then. Every single one.
Oh, you're pointing.
I'm not going to have any good time at all. I'm just going to be upset.
Straight work.
Straight work. No fun, just work.
Oh, my God. All right, changing the subject. If you had, I'm going to put you on the spot. Are you ready for this? Okay, well, I'm putting you on the spot, so bless you. If you had to choose between saving a foreigner and saving a dog, both of them strangers, which would you choose?
The foreigner, clearly. It's a foreigner. It's a person. The dog. There's a difference between the two. I mean, don't get me wrong. I love animals. I have my dog, and I love him to death, but I'm not going to, wow.
That's 2%. All right, so I just... his reaction, clearly he can't hold them, is because I just pulled up the article. Apparently, what was it, half? Nearly half of Americans would save a dog before a foreigner.
Well, I would save that dog because he's wearing gator colors. So.
Go Knowles. Anyway, there's a picture of a dog with a pipe in his mouth and sunglasses and a hat. But that's irrelevant. The point is, out of 500 respondents, 40% overall chose to save, okay, so it is their pet. And 46% of women chose the dog over the human. Okay, so I guess it would be over a, what? Okay, so if it's a sibling, grandparent, close friend, somebody that you know, everyone would have rather saved the human than the dog. However, between giving the choice to save their own pet over a distant cousin or a local stranger, the votes towards the dog begin to increase, and then the dog versus a foreign tourist, 40% said they would choose their pet. I would choose my pet.
Okay, see, that's exactly what the problem, America. You're going to put our dog. We can get another one. That looks pretty much just like it. Again.
But.
Well, go ahead, no.
Go ahead.
My dog is like my baby. So I would pick my dog over most people.
You pick your dog over me? You're going to pick your dog over your co-host right now? Is that what you would do?
So as I was saying with this article.
Disregarded the subject all around. I don't mean
cool. My dog is like my baby. Like, my dog over a foreign tourist? Well, yeah, I would pick my dog. Would you pick your dog over a foreign tourist?
No, because what if that foreign tourist made my cell phone or something? I mean.
That's so weird.
They made Transformers. I like that movie. I mean, my dog didn't make Transformers. He didn't make a car that could turn into them.
I'm stealing your dog and treating him better.
I made him like gourmet food. What are you talking about?
But yeah. What do you think, people? Would you save your dog over a foreigner, the phone number to call is 646-478-3599 or hit us up on Twitter at hashtag whatrace or mention me at KAT5CLLBY.
A human being. Oh, my God. And it's a dog. Human being.
Here's an interesting little fact, though. According to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, even a recession won't lead Americans to cut back on pet spending, even though they will cut back on their other expenses. I can attest to that, actually.
Define other expenses. Are we talking about, like, food?
No, we're talking, like, I will not buy the extra pair of shoes that I want because I can't afford it, but I can afford to go buy toys for Riker, which is my dog.
I mean, but that's because toys are like $2 or $5. A pair of tennis shoes.
There's some expensive toys out there.
What kind of toys are that expensive? Does it like play with you? Does it play back?
Yes.
Okay. I mean, I guess that's okay. It plays back with you, but it's not like it's even playing with you. It's playing with your dog. Like, I'd much rather the toy play with me. That sounds weird all of a sudden.
Yeah, that sounds dirty. Are we going back to the lap dance thing?
I'd like to. We can go back to that subject again. I can. 30 more minutes.
No, we're done. So, yeah, give us a call. Let us know what you think, what you would do, all that good fun stuff, blah, blah, yada, yada.
The dog in the picture has a pipe in his mouth. Clearly, that we're not loving our dog so much because they're clearly trying to give their dog cancer right there. That's lung cancer awareness right there. I'm a dog activist. Looks like they're trying to kill it. Just saying. But they're going to save and put a pipe in its mouth. Why don't they?
It's a fake pipe.
It doesn't look fake.
It's fake. Fake.
Take like the notion of somebody saving the dog over the human being. Oh my God. Wake up, America. Like, what are you talking about? Next
story. This is
making me mad.
He's mad because I'd pick my dog over him as a co-host.
You suck.
You don't know that?
I know he doesn't suck because he would have done it by now.
We have story time.
Yeah? You have, like, a little diary thing that they have on YouTube?
What?
That diary. You didn't see.
Oh, the sad dog diary.
Sad dog diary on YouTube. Don't get me wrong. The video is hilarious.
Stay tuned. We'll get it on the website within a couple of days, maybe. Possibly, hopefully. All right. So, changing the subject. I used to be a receptionist. I called myself an executive assistant because I was a receptionist for executive, and I was their assistant.
She types like 40 words.
Anywho, a London council district said that a computerized hologram is going to be replacing their human receptionist at the front desk of the building.
They can't be too pretty, though, because they're just going to want to sit there and talk to the receptionist the whole time. I'm just saying, like.
She's a freaking hologram. You're going to want to sit there or talk to her anyway because you're going to want to see what she can do. Like,
I definitely want to see what she can do, but not like that. Don't get me weird. Jeez, I mean, it's an hologram, for God's sake.
But I'm saying, like, how everybody messed with Siri. Like, Siri, will you marry me? I can't marry you or whatever. Like, people are going to try to mess with her and waste time.
Are they going to try and touch her or something? It's going to, like, their hands are going to go right through her. It's going to be like a ghost. Like, that's not fun.
They should program her to be like, stop hitting me, because you're, like, touching her.
That does sound kind of funny, actually. How, what, $19,000 for this hologram? Is that what that says?
And it's still less than employing a human receptionist.
I mean, but does it do all your stuff? So it's pretty much like Siri for your computer? Like, they made Siri have a face?
For your business.
I feel like it's going to bring a lot of problems all of a sudden.
I mean,
my company's going to want, like, I'm going to be a little racist. Are they going to want a white receptionist, a white girl receptionist, a white guy receptionist, a black girl receptionist, a black guy? Would you really want to see, like, cheap black guys sitting at the table? Being like,
maybe that could be security.
I don't think those kids want to see this huge hologram say like this bodybuilder looking thing at this.
It would depend on the business. You could make it fit to your business.
Oh. So what if it's like the receptionist for a strip club?
She'd be skanky.
Would she be like half naked then?
If you wanted her to be.
Then it'd be kind of like softcore porn going on at your reception. Like, I'm trying to sign my name.
Oh, stop.
Or her images.
Images. First off, strip clubs don't have reception.
They might eventually. I mean, anything can happen.
And let me just say, I was not making $19,000. Although I was there long enough that I probably made over that in the course of the years that I made that.
I should hire you. Look at there.
Right?
You should plug your friend in the job. Employ me. I'm less than $19,000.
A year? What am I, cheap?
I mean, you said it. You said you made less than the hologram.
Oh, now you're calling me cheap.
You said you made less than the hologram. That's a hologram. I feel like that'd be very expensive after a while, though.
Probably. She'd probably have glitches, like she'd be missing a head or something one day.
Have, like, rap battles with people, like somebody might hack it, and then she, like, talks like a little ghetto black chick or something. You know?
That would be hilarious. People could have so much fun with that.
I would have tons of fun with that. I'd just ask her questions and see how she's going to answer it, like, just because it'd be hilarious, and I just love that.
The real issue, though, like, to be all serious about it, is it's computers replacing people.
Which is going to happen eventually. We're not going to need people to do anything, which is really sad because there's going to be a lot of fat people on the earth.
There already are.
But there's going to be even more because we're going to be even lazier than before.
Lazier?
Yeah.
So lazy we can't form our work.
Exactly. And we're going to have computers to talk for us.
Does that mean I'm going to get replaced as a host?
Yep, by a computer program.
That's so sad.
Program with your memories. And the way you talk.
Why don't you take this next story?
A 1967 Ferrari sells for a record $27.5 million. People, why do we waste our money on such... Don't get me wrong. All right. Actually, let me take that back.
Ferraris are sexy.
But this Ferrari is from 1967.
Maybe it's fixed up and it's all cool.
Unless I was born in 1967, I don't want this thing. Because you know what? It probably drinks gas. If you can start it. And you're probably not going to drive it around anywhere because you'd be too afraid for somebody to hit it.
It was one... Well, that's true. It is one of 10 ever produced. And it only belonged to one family.
I wouldn't want that sort of reputation. I have one car that pretty much you're going to put your car on the most wanted list for everybody to steal it. I wouldn't want that at all. You're like, oh, yeah, you're screaming for your car to get stolen. And it's probably really easy. There's no anti-theft stuff on that car. Probably has no air conditioning. 1967, they didn't care about air conditioning back then.
That's true.
This car probably goes less.
Yeah, just thinking about this a lot more than I thought you would.
100 miles an hour. Don't get me wrong. I would like that car to sit in my living room. Don't let me make y'all believe that I do not want this car.
I'd be all like, whoa, don't touch the car.
Unless I have my happy pants on, don't touch the car. Okay.
It's crazy that the car has been in the family for 45 years, though.
What were they going to do with it? It probably just sat around the whole time.
It stayed in their family.
They passed it from child to child, from generation to generation.
Literally.
Because they couldn't do anything else with this car. The person who probably drove it is probably dead.
It was the guy's dad, and he was, like, in his 40s, so let's see them, right?
He's dead.
You're so negative. Negative Nelly.
Nancy.
Nelly.
Nelly's a rapper.
Call in now to vote on negative Nancy versus negative Nelly.
Nelly's a rapper, and then Nelly Furtado. Whatever happened to her?
Man, I don't know. She, like, fell off the face of the earth.
We all want to fly away just like Nelly Furtado.
What are you on?
Have you ever heard that song? That's like,
yes, but like, no, it wasn't. She's had other ones.
That was the only one I can remember.
I'm sorry.
I'm the only good one.
No, there were other ones on the radio that were decent. Don't ask me what they were. I can't remember right now, but that's about the point.
So, if you ask anybody, what song do you remember from Elio Cristata, what would it be? And you probably...
Call in now.
Crickets is what you would get. Because nobody knows.
It's a song.
Definitely a song. You probably heard it that nobody listens to. I wouldn't know.
Terrible joke.
I was trying to help you out. I was trying to, like, bring it back some for you. Make it seem like that joke was a little funny. But it wasn't. I'm sorry.
I already forgot what we were talking about. So, there is a 5-foot pet lizard while we're talking about saving dogs and pets and stuff. I'm fine with talking about animals. God.
Can it eat somebody?
It's not dangerous. But... So a lizard and whales, ha, 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 okay. It's at large in Wales. It's a pet lizard that made a dash for freedom when it was let out into a garden. First off, why are you letting your 5-foot lizard? That's bigger than gators, some gators. Like, what the F? Still.
Sorry.
I'm going to chop a gator head off. What? I have no gator anything. Keep going.
You like the gators, don't you?
I don't like the gators.
Go off.
Anyway, enough stupid football. What?
Your car is blue.
So what?
We're halfway there.
No.
All you needed was orange.
Go off. Anywho.
It's not like
this lizard.
It's not like it was a Komodo dragon or anything. Like, it's not poisonous. It was a pet lizard. Like, people are freaking out for somebody's pet. Who they've had since forever. Because clearly, it's 5 feet long.
It's just, how do you lose it? It has black and white scales and short legs, and it's described as being a bit puffy around the neck. And they're asking, oh, that's funny, they're police, to dial the police there, it's 101 instead of 911. Anyway, call the police if you can find it. How do you fucking leave a 5-foot lizard? Like, how do you lose that? It's 5 feet. It's as big as a person.
Beyond the lizard, the 101 to dial the police over there? Like, what if I wanted to go to that directory? Don't we, like, dial 101 for directory service?
No, that's 411.
That's pretty close. 101.
411 is closer to 911.
Not really.
Anywho, how do you lose a pet lizard? Please, somebody tell me. British people.
Because, like I said, it's in Wales. Like, Wales. Enough said.
All right. So, explosive breast implants are now a terror threat. Would you ever date a girl with breast implants? Shut your jaw.
My jaw is just on the floor. Breast implants? I don't know. I'm kind of indifferent. I like the natural feel. I just want to... Play the tambourine. Not tambourine. That's really gay. Not the tambourine. The drums or something. I wouldn't want to play, like, plastic drums. What? Bongos. Are we calling them different stuff now? What?
Oh, my God. All right. So, Al-Qaeda's crap.
Al-Qaeda's? Really? Really? Terrorist attacks with breasts now? The one thing that we guys can have that we love dearly, and they're going to take that away and make it something terrorist. Awesome.
Yeah?
No, I'm upset now.
So, Al-Qaeda's chief bomb maker, blah, 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 is rumored.
He probably has no fingers. You make bombs. He's probably blown up a lot of stuff. You probably lost a finger or two. So, clearly, he doesn't know how it feels to touch a boob. That's why he's doing this.
Maybe not, like,
what did he feel with his nubs? He felt it with his nubs a couple of times. He's like, oh, I can make a bomb out of these. Is that what he did? He doesn't sound like me, obviously.
You're
going to
fake accident on
that? I don't know how to be an
Al-Qaeda. All right, anywho, back to what we're talking about. Yeah, so... He's rumored to have developed explosives that can be concealed as implants or body cavities and are undetectable by airport scanners. Can't tell me that's not scary. And also, if they can do breast implant bombs, then they can do butt implant bombs or really anything.
That's just really messed up because that'll make you want to go talk to, like, if you see this girl with these really huge bombs, you're going to want to go talk to her. So, I mean, they're making it very easy to get their target, especially if they like
women.
What?
Well, here's the thing, though. Do they use women to blow? Oh, yeah, I guess they do. I know they use kids and men, but, like, do they use women as well? Is that against our religion?
Women's suicide bombers?
Yeah.
Okay. So, yeah. So now men are going to be afraid of women.
Yeah, I mean, y'all are crazy as it is. But
true.
We got to do what we got to do, especially if you might get blown up because of it. I mean,
So would this mean that, okay, let me just, sorry, I just read this quote. We've been told to pay particular attention to females who may have concealed hidden explosives in their breasts.
You can't get mad at us for looking now. No.
That's what I'm about to say. So, like, does that mean that TSA gets the right to just have fun if they look like they might possibly be fake? This is going to be a huge lawsuit.
It's going to be an awesome lawsuit. What are you talking about? You know how many people are going to seal people up just to do it now? Like,
I'm sorry, ma'am. You look like you have butt implants. Can you please turn around and spread your legs?
Exactly. Spread your cheeks and lift your booby.
Booby?
I'm not going to say lick your back. What do I look like to you? That type of show.
Oh? All right. So what are your thoughts on explosive implants? Do you think it's legit? I mean, it's just rumored at this point. Do you think it's legit? The phone number to call is 646-478-3599. Hit me up on Twitter, whatever you want to do. Let me know you're listening. Talk to us. Yada, yada, yada.
You can hit me up on Twitter because
someone doesn't have one.
Yeah, I don't do Twitter.
I'm a flame.
Pop universe and social media, yada, yada, yada. It's just everywhere and everything, and I don't even have to watch the news anymore. You just get it off of Facebook or something.
You know you can get that on Twitter much faster. Yeah. Twitter.
Who?
Can't deal with you.
Tweeting and twerks and stuff. I don't know what that Twitter stuff is.
Twerks? No, that's what Amber, what's her name? Amber Rose.
Oh, my God. That video. Girl, props to you. Amber Rose, if you're listening out there in Radio Land, please. Call me. I'm just saying.
Oh.
Whoa. In your wedding dress?
And she had just had a baby.
And I don't even like moms like that. And whoa. Amber. Wiz, you're a lucky guy.
I was going to say, she's married now, so easy. Down, boy. You think she might have just beat Rihanna in the hottest list?
No, she ain't got no hair. Rihanna has.
Rihanna doesn't have any hair either right now.
She got like that pixie cut.
Whatever.
That's cool with me. Some hair is better than no hair. And it's like that blonde, like, guy.
Amber Rose is super blonde.
Yes, I know. That's the same.
Oh.
Blonde, like, guy cut. No, I just can't do that. It's not me. But don't get me wrong.
She's second?
From, like, the neck down, she's good. From the forehead up, I'm not worried about it.
It's terrible. Absolutely terrible.
You'll never find a forehead like mine.
What?
Don't worry about it. I'm sorry, Amber. You're still hot. I'm just saying. Next topic.
From the neck down, you asshole.
Neck down.
So, a man named Bazal Dudu Zubippity Bop Bop was arrested for drugs.
Look at his name. The guy was high. He's high right there. His parents were high. So he has it running through his system. He's like, Bizzal's dibbity zip dip zip zip zip. Like, I don't. Clearly, he needs to be arrested for drugs. Like, I would be arrested this guy for drugs just under the suspicion that his name screams, I do drugs. That's the only reason why. I'd be like, we have probable cause, sir, because your name screams probable cause and
you're right now. So he's 32. He was born as Jeffrey Drew Wilski.
I would change my name too. Jeffrey Drew. Really? Is he white?
Of course he's white. His name's Jeffrey Drew.
I don't know.
there's not a picture of him, but Jeffrey, your wife. I mean, bizzow, doo doo, zip, bippity, bop, bop, bop.
You should just shorten it to zoo, bippity, bop. Like, that would have been so much better. You see how easy that rolls off the tongue? Zoo, bippity, bop. It would have been so much better than bizzow,
bizzow. It was like some oomph, like, instead of bow, it's like bizzow.
Oh, it's like, I should have been his first
name.
No, that's it. The
well, maybe the Bazaar is his first name. Doo-doo. That's his middle name. And then Zoopity-bop-bop-bop.
I can't tell. There's too many capital letters in his freaking name. How do you capitalize every other letter? Like, I don't understand.
So, anyway, last week he was arrested because he had drug paraphernalia and drugs during a traffic stop.
I bet he tried to run. He was like,
Yeah. They found 0.6 ounces of marijuana in a mason jar.
That's it?
Yeah. And then over 100 small plastic bags, two scales, grinders, pipes, that kind of thing.
I bet they probably, like, put a tent to sell on him or something. It's like, you know, he was doing that himself. It was all him. It's a one-man show. He wasn't selling. He was just trying to have a good time.
Very, very good.
And enjoy his day.
He had $1,800 in cash on him, too.
Oh, man, that just changed the story all of a sudden. This young man. Old man. Well, how old is he?
32.
32 years old was definitely selling.
In a minivan.
In a rape van?
Who the F is named Zobibbidi-Bop-Bop and then drives a minivan with expired registration?
I kind of want to go to the trial or, like, listen in on the trial just to hear people say his name.
Sure.
I just want to hear the judge say his name and then not laugh.
I'm sorry, Your Honor. Say it one more time.
Excuse me, Your Honor. What was that one more time? I didn't hear you.
If it pleases the court.
Oh, he had a passenger with him. His passenger had a normal name.
Well, not everybody on drugs changes their names to crazy stuff.
So. I mean, did he not see... Get him to the grave. He doesn't like Jeffrey. You didn't see that movie, did you?
Moving on.
Oh my god.
We're gonna take another music break and we will be back shortly.
DJ
Q. If you know the song, sing along. Oh, oh, yeah, you're right. Oh, oh, oh. I think you're right.
I need more. You so sleek. You can't bring sand to the beach. I ain't finna cuff no freak. These is super weak. Nah, no stop. Stop. I'm the pop. Pop. No, don't stop. Stop. I'm the pop. Pop. Let me in that fat. 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 Hey, I doubt these can't be gentle. I doubt these like a dog in a. I said a body on fire. Hot Cheetos. Cars like. Gambino, I got a poker face, 21 casino. Now throw it this way, Miss Tebow. Shake, 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 make the pass. Shake, 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 shake that, make the pass. Damn, that bitch look nice. Nice, so wet, I coulda drowned twice. I say so wet, I coulda drowned twice. CPI, it'll save your life. Take your wife back to the crib. You can tell your friends exactly what I did. And I'ma take boys, and I'ma take boys. Hey.
Ready to go. See, I'm for my last, and you got right. You gon' give me that, and you gon' give me that, and I'ma beat my.
on your feet. Stop producer of the year, nigga, yeah, that's me. Don't mean to brag, but this beat is great. And I know you're mad, but you don't mean to hate. Hey, I keep doing my thing. I keep screwing your man. I keep screwing your game. I'm low to the flow. I'm killing my dance. I'm low to the flow. Got a cup in my hand. I'm low to the flow. And the bitch is jockin'. Don't hate the game. My nigga, hate the boxing. Hate the diamonds. Hate the dough. Hate the beats. My nigga, hate the flow. Oh, by the way, you can hate my dance. But just give me a chance. And I'ma hate your ass saying I'm low to the flow. Low to the flow. I'm low to the flow. Low to the flow.
Love it. shit, burn, burn my shit, burn my shit, burn, burn my shit, burn my shit, burn, burn my shit, burn my shit, burn, burn my shit. Burn, burn my shit, burn my shit, burn, burn my shit, burn my shit, burn, burn my shit, burn my shit, burn, burn my shit. Burn, burn my shit. Shit, burn, burn my shit, burn my shit, burn, burn my shit.
$1,000 on a sign that reads, "Don't hit the car in front of you."
$13,000? That's what we spend our money on up in this video?
It's an electronic sign.
Can we, like, change what it says?
I would assume so.
100% of accents is location or reading. Do they like it in the rear up in Arlington?
Terrible. Here's, I think that might be where Arlington National Cemetery is.
Oh, I'm sorry.
We're going to hell for that.
Really bad. You know what it is there.
How do you feel about yourself right now?
Bagging out of this conversation.
Yeah, so, I mean, residents are ticked. They're like, so that's what you spend your money on? So if the cops have to put a sign up to say, don't hit the car in front of you, I'm surprised. Apparently some people have not seen this video, but it reminded me of a lady that called into a radio station complaining about the road signs. So just in case you haven't heard that before, hopefully the sound quality is decent. I'm going to play that for you.
Sounds like what's going on with you.
Well, I wanted to voice my opinion on something that's been bothering me for a really long time.
Okay.
I tried writing the newspaper and contacting TV stations, but nobody seems to want to stay with this. So that's why I'm calling you guys. Okay.
What's the issue?
Over the past few years, I've been involved in three separate car accidents involving deer.
Mm-hmm.
You know, with the population and everything. It's a just incident. This occurred shortly after I saw a deer crossing sign on the highway. Well, my frustration is that Minnesota and North Dakota Department of Transportation.
What?
Now, Donna, you got quite the mention.
Her and contacting the.
Sorry about that.
I'm calling you guys.
Appreciate your comment this morning.
All right, thanks.
Oh my god. Oh my god. So yeah, how about we put these deer crossing signs right next to the kid crossing signs, right next to a polar bear crossing sign, because clearly this lady just wants to kill deer. That's all it is. I mean, that's what she wants.
So Chris hadn't seen that video or heard that clip before.
Time. See, that's exactly why our education system is so jacked up over here.
She was dead serious too, wasn't she?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
So the Virginia Road sign with the police and everything, that just made me go straight to that. I'm just like, you've got to be kidding me. Like, that's such a stupid sign to put up there.
I kind of want one of those put in my room now. I mean, just
I mean, yeah, maybe. Well, it's electronic. If they had, like, metal ones, I would steal it.
But then deers would be attracted to my room, and then they'd want to come in, apparently. They want to cross my room.
I thought you meant the, don't hit the car in front of you.
There's a deer traffic sign.
What's that in your room?
I want it.
That's weird.
I want deers to come back and shoot them. Venison for everybody. Yeah. See, you're not thinking outside the box here.
I just wanted a don't hit the car in front of you sign.
See, there's bumper stickers for that. They didn't have to spend, what, $13,000? Is that how much they spent?
I thought it would be funny in a room. I'm going to think about it.
I would just have the sign slash stupid things. And then it'd be like very serious things. And then every once in a while, some just way off the charts. Like
the people that changed the new detour or whatever electronic signs to like. Zombie crossing and that
kind of
random stuff.
It was kind of funny. Actually, just something so simple as taking the detour sign and flipping it the opposite way. That's still funny. Because people drive around in circles. You know people drive around in circles.
I've done that
much. You drove around in a circle.
You were there.
I wasn't. I thought that was I thought you were joking.
No, that was completely serious.
I thought you were messing with me about it.
I didn't know where I was because I'm not a freaking local like you.
That was well placed by those people. Like, it was perfect. Like, I've never seen such a prank go well, like, go over so well. And
I was so mad.
I think that was there for a good long time, too, before people figured it out.
I was so mad. I did one full circle, and I was, like, pissed. Like, I feel so dumb. Anyway, wow, we don't have much time left. This has gone really fast. If you have anything to add, if you want to comment on anything, set up, I'm going to be throw a little bit of shade for a minute. Instead of texting us, you can call in at 646-478-3599 and let us know what you think about our comments or about the topic at hand.
I'm not prejudiced against fat people or people who like Ferraris. Or dog activists.
Where did the fat thing come in?
I don't know. Did I talk about fat people?
I don't think so.
I feel like I did. I said it.
You would.
I said it. I know I had to. It probably came out. But if I did, sorry.
God. First full episode and you're already apologizing.
I'm off of this thing. They're not going to want me back ever.
I have to call in and comment for that.
Call in. So maybe I might not get booed off. What's this next story about? Let's go. Moving right along.
An EMS guy. I almost said an EMS repairman.
Yeah,
so I'm thinking he repairs stuff like on people. Yeah. An EMS technician in Detroit he got a heart attack while he was performing CPR on a patient.
He didn't get one. He had it.
Whatever. Same thing. He managed to drop his patient off alive before going and taking care of himself and his heart attack.
It's a true patriot right there.
Like, hero for everyone.
Troy, you're on the map for a patriot.
The guy nearly died from this. He had to go into surgery. But he did all, he did CPR, he saved the guy while he was having a heart attack, he survived, and now, well, as of this morning, he was laying three beds away from the guy that he brought to the hospital. Pretty crazy.
Apparently it's really stressful. You see the rest of that? Like, they're down from 304 technicians to 150. The man was worn thin. He had a heart attack coming. They put him to that.
It was 304 8 years ago. That is a lot, though. So, yeah, they're talking about the stress of the job. It's getting to be a lot. But, I mean, kudos to him. Props to him for doing all that. That's kind of...
And he made it in the news.
Of course, it doesn't say his name.
Maybe they do bop.
Forgot a bop.
Bop.
Hey. Yeah. Like, zippity-doo-bop. Zippity-bop-bop-bop. Oh. Screw it. A woman who is 99 years old, God, this makes me think of Macklemore, won a shopping spree at a 99-cent only store.
Store, that would have been just spot on.
Right? In Paramount, California, she wanted to buy candles, napkins, plates, other household necessities. She's one of a 16-child family who grew up poor, and she visited that store every Sunday after church, and she won a 99th birthday party at a discount store that included a shopping spree.
But shit, it was 99 cents. Oh, my God. What'd she do, like, take her walker around the store and, like, get a whole bunch of candy and napkins?
She got 20 religious candles because she said she prays 3 hours a day for her 11 children, their children, and their children's children.
Oh, my God. 3 hours?
3 hours. That's a lot of religion.
That's a couple of bless you should work, right?
What?
A couple of, like, bless you. A chew.
When they were growing up, her children used flour sacks for their clothes. Like, that's what she made it out of.
So, Tama, she only got 20 religious candles, so she got a shopping spree in this 99-cent store and only got $20 worth of stuff.
Well, no, she got other household items, but it just...
So she got $40 worth of stuff, because, you know, she's old. She can't move around that fast, so...
You were just on a roll tonight.
Maybe she was, like, really fit. Maybe she was a really fit grandma. And she, like, went in there, and she's a great grandma. Went in there and...
GGILS?
Who? What's that? Is that a new thing?
GILS?
Great grandma? I would not want to.
Yeah, I don't want to think about that anymore. Anyway, so...
Oh, my God. Okay, next question.
Not...
Oh, happy pants. Oh, my God.
Oh, this is wrong.
Oh, transition.
Wow. Oh, this is bad. This is very, very bad. Oh, my God.
Because I did not want to think about no grandma's skin and just...
You did it to yourself. You know that, right?
Now I'm picturing it. It's just getting bad.
Teens were locked inside of a vault during a weekend party. Sounds not normal. In New York, they spent about 4 hours in the vault after a weekend party went awry.
Vault? Do you have to be? What kind of vault is this? Like a bank vault?
It's probably like a safe.
They robbed the vault and it went wrong and they had a party in it? Like, I don't understand. How do you get stuck in a vault after a party weekend?
Four teens, ages 18 and 19, were allegedly drinking and smoking pot. About 70 miles south of Buffalo. I didn't realize there's only one L in Buffalo, New York.
There's only one L?
Apparently.
I've been spelling it wrong.
Or maybe it's a typo. Call in and let us know how to spell Buffalo. 646-478-2599. So, the vault was built into the side of a building, and it was formerly part of the town clerk's office, but the building has been sold to a private owner. The owner had given the teens permission to be in the building.
And so they were partying inside of the vault.
Yep.
Just like you said. Which is just large enough that all four could walk and move freely inside when the door closed and they were locked inside.
They were in their hot box. They weren't home. They were having a good time. Didn't care.
I believe that.
Whatever his name is.
That's crazy. So the firefighters couldn't get the door open. Safety hazard. And they called a locksmith to track the
What? They called a person who specializes in breaking in safe to break these children out of safe.
Yep.
Did they get arrested at least? Because they had marijuana and stuff, right? Like,
charges are pending. The report did not say how firefighters were alerted to the situation.
It smelled weed.
I feel like one of them called, like, hey, bro, come on up.
On to this. It's not like they could hear him or anything. Somebody had to have a cell phone in there.
Hopefully it has service. Anyway, that is about all for us tonight. Thank you for listening, for calling in and listening, for listening on the air, for not tweeting me, for not mentioning me, for not talking to us on the air. Thank you for all of you. We will be back. I will be back. Next week, same time, same place, on Whitbreak. We will talk to you then.
Just before this honor, loyalty lives.
As I enter an industry with thoughts so lucrative, I was self-destruct before I become captive. They wouldn't let me in, now I'ma take that initiative to stand firm and make my own pivot. Yeah, I knew a few people with similar thoughts like these, and together we make the illustrious DVD. We'll fight until the end. Giving up is not an option. Things will never be the same if you ain't with it. Get to walking,
Don't
and I'm saying,
yeah,
keep it as a reminder. Forever stay loyal, never dishonor. Games didn't work, must find something to keep on falling. You're part of the solution, and you're part of the problem. So we're looking for something different, cause we done heard the calling. Time is now no longer, can I stand any more stolen? Understand you possess a consciousness to open closed doors. Tell yourself it's no longer.
I'm gonna stop what I'm waiting for.